In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Some of you, that was a good workout. Hallelujah. Amen. What I said to her is none of your business. Is somebody ready to receive tonight? So, listen. I saw some bloody single ladies. I mean bloody by the blood of Jesus. Bloody by the blood of Jesus, but single. I saw them standing and looking at me dancing. Amen. Listen, do you know that in Judges, hold on, in Judges 21, hear me. This, what I want to say, is very powerful. When Israel was at war against Benjamin, the Bible says that they slew the men of Benjamin, that only 700 escaped. And so they decided to get wives for them so that the tribe of Benjamin would be wiped out. They were only able to get for some, about 200 remained. Then this was the instruction. They said, let them go to Shiloh, where the ladies, when the ladies come out to dance, then let them pick as much as they want. So those ladies came to dance as a sacrifice to God, but they didn't know that that was the day they would meet their husbands. Now I saw some single ladies, bloody single ladies, standing and looking cute. I prophesy miracle marriages this season. Hey! I said, prophesy marital settlement. Let marital doors open right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So did you get the revelation? And for those of you who don't believe me, go back and read Judges 21. Is there? I saw some bloody single. You know, bloody by the blood of Jesus. But still single. Your status is changing this season. I see the hand of God coming on a few young men here. And the Lord said, millionaires before the end of the year. No, I'm not joking. I release that prophecy over somebody right now. You know, in this atmosphere, even if you are not a man, you can catch it by faith. The grace that is able to perform it suddenly and speedily. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Is it millionaires before the end of the year? Are you hearing me? God is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all we can ask or think. How many of you are ready to see that God show his power tonight? There's going to be a strong release of the presence of God in this place. We are going to be immersed in God's power and in his presence. And your life will never be the same in the name of Jesus. I give you 60 seconds. Wave your hands and worship the Lord. You can go now. Wave your hands and worship the Lord. Open your mouth and give him glory. glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, yes, Lord, glory to the presence of God is here. The Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you, you alone, we lift our voice to sing. You are the Lamb upon, for you are glorious,
for you are glorious.
Open your mouth and sing to him. And what is to be praised? You're the Lamb.
You are the Lamb upon the throne.
And unto you,
and unto you, we lift our voice to pray.
Open up your mouth and say,
and
worthy to be
praised.
You're the Lamb.
You're the Lamb.
Open up your mouth and say, shake that instrument. You are the Lamb. Oh, you are the Lamb. No greater name. And I know his name. I know his name. Eke Bakataya. His name is wonderful. I know his name, and I know his name, and I know his name. His name. I know his name. His name is excellent, powerful. I know his name. Just worship him in your own words. for 1 minute. Tell him what it means to you. More than a song, tell him what it means to you. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your presence. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabiosio. That's Yoruba for king. You are the king. You reign above all the earth. Kabio. Lift your voice and declare, say, will you worship him where you are? Forget about the song, just worship him. Just as they play, open your mouth and worship him. Tell him what it means to you. Tell him that he's your source. Tell him that there is none greater than him. There is none mighty as him. Open your mouth and declare his praise. Give him glory where you are. Even in your homes, give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we trust you for a mighty visitation. Let your name indeed be glorified. Let there be all kinds of miracles in this place. Signs and wonders that we have never seen before. Surprise us as you have always done in all the previous miracle services. And let everyone leave here with a testimony. Above all, let everyone encounter your presence. Let us experience your glory. Change that comes by a direct encounter with you. And let your name be highly glorified and exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you just clap your hands and give the Lord praise? Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of God. I welcome you to November's miracle service. And here in this place, the Lord has been amazing, doing wonders and signs that we have seen again and again. But we know that he will move again today. And I pray that God will give you a testimony and an encounter with him. In Jesus' name we pray. I'll encourage you within the next 5 minutes while I'm sharing the word of God briefly. If you know anyone who is supposed to be here and is not here, please send them a message and tell them to come quickly. If they are within Maiduguri. If for any reason they are not able to come, ensure that they are connecting right now. Amen. The power and the presence of God is here. And it is my sincere desire that it is not wasted. Amen. So those of us that are watching at home from other nations and within Nigeria, the Lord will touch you and visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's important for us to know that those of us that are here in this auditorium, as much as I appreciate our presence, we are not the only ones connected to this miracle service. I believe that there are several people following by way of the internet. I was watching the video of last Sunday, the Women of Valor Conference, the grand finale. And I watched to a point where I gave a prophetic word about somebody who was connecting from another nation. And as at the time I was watching this video, which was yesterday, I saw that the person, I don't know whether the person was connecting live or the person watched later, but I saw that the person made a comment accepting that that word was for them, and that person was connecting all the way from the United States. So that means the Holy Spirit was right. And that also means that beyond this hall and this compound where we are, the physical location, there are those who are connecting online. So you can trust God to encourage your loved ones to connect to this service from wherever they are. God is about to visit them mightily. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many of us were excited and enjoyed the Women of Valor Conference? Hallelujah. From next year, men, please, you are permitted to come for the conference. Nobody stopped you from coming. Amen. But give God the glory for what he has done so far. Amen. I want to make one announcement before we continue, because it's very important. The announcement I want to make is about Bill Crusade. Glory Invasion Bill. Hallelujah. Now, Bill is a town in Borno State, the southern part of Borno State, one of the major townships and also a very strong economic and agricultural hub. That is where you have the Nigerian Army University and other institutions that are there. Amen. We were there last year for an indoor revival, and it was mighty. It was a mighty visitation of the move of God like we have never seen. I remember on the first day, the first miracle on the first day, there was a gentleman who had been deaf for 16 years. His ears open right there in the service. Talk about God making a statement. Amen. You know, some kind of miracles you think will be the last becomes the first. I'm telling you, that city was agog. It was a powerful time. And a lot of souls that were won, over 106. Now, the Lord has laid on our heart to return back again. This time around for two reasons. Number one, going back because the Lord has asked us to do so. And number two, because this crusade will begin an evangelistic healing campaign round the southern part of Borno State. And if God permits us, we'll go into Adamawa State. Hallelujah. It's one of the promises I had with God a few years ago. And it's time to relieve it. Amen. So it's going to be an open air crusade. We trust God that this crusade will steal the attention of the entire city. Amen. All necessary informations are out already by now. The dates are out, 13th to 14th, which is Thursday to Friday, next 2 weeks. Amen. And we are going to pray shortly in 2 minutes for this crusade. However, I'd like you to ensure you take time to pray for the crusade. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God over there. We are believing God for souls to be won. And there are other things that we are going to do, like a free medical outreach. We did that last year, partnered with another sister organization to have that done. And we're going to have it done this year again. And also, maybe welfare distribution for the people there. Or we are planning for a corporate social responsibility that we will handle for the community. You know, when you go to preach in rural areas, as much as God has blessed you, it's important that you share the love of Jesus beyond just preaching a message. So we want to do something that will touch the lives of the natives there within the limit of the resources that God has given to us. Amen. We are not doing it because we have so much. We are doing it because we are commanded by God to show His love. Amen. So we trust God for a great time. Please pray and support in whatever way that you can. Those of us that come from that axis, that's your place of origin, please, we will need you to really be involved in this crusade. In addition to your prayers, some of us who come from that town, if you have accommodations or material resources you think we can or we will need for the crusade, please let us know. Okay? You can walk up to any of the ushers or protocol officers standing, and they'll direct you to the necessary channel. Or you can simply go to our public relation desk outside. Then those who are connecting online, a flyer will soon come up. You can call, either call our public relations line or call, you know, our line for the finance department, so that we can all be involved to the glory of the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's pray for 2 minutes for that crusade. I'd like you to hold the hand of your neighbor. Let's agree in faith in the name of Jesus that the Lord will move in signs and wonders, in miracles. There will be the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. That this crusade will bring healing, revival to that city and all the surrounding towns. It will mark a new beginning amongst the Bora nation. Out of this crusade, God will raise men from that town and begin to position them in places of influence,
it will bring liberation to the southern part of Borno State and to the entire northeast. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every satanic attempt to hinder the success of this crusade right now. Pray and exercise your authority. In the name of Jesus, we declare a flow of resources like never before. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, on the screen is our information for those of us who want to partner with the crusade. This information is for those partnering from those of us who are watching from the US, from the United Kingdom. This is how you can partner with the crusade. I'm very sure maybe before the end of the service we'll pull up another flyer, I guess, for those of us around. But the account details there is the account details for the crusade. So those who are supporting or partnering financially from the US or from the United Kingdom, there are other informations there that will help you do that. However, for those of us here, you can take advantage of the account details there. Amen. It's a lot that we are going to be doing for the crusade. I want to just give everybody an opportunity to sow. This is our first open air crusade. Are you excited about that? Yeah. First open air. Amen. I've been imagining and dreaming myself standing on a field with thousands of people. Amen. So we're going to have it done. And we want to trust God that this crusade, we will stream it live. We are going to work on, I know the internet around those areas can be quite lopsided. You know, Bio is a hilly town or is surrounded by hills. So, but we'll do our best, work on our internet facilities to ensure that this is done. If you are excited about that, please give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Pastor Joseph Hosiah from Living Faith Church, Maiduguri, is here. State headquarters. It's good to have you around. Amen and amen. And my auntie, my elder sister, is visiting today again. Please give her a big God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being here, man. Can we get to the word? I want to speak to us briefly, and I want us to really open our heart to connect, because the atmosphere in this service will keep changing and changing because the presence and the power of God is here. So I want us to be intentional, to be conscious of what God is doing. Amen and amen. I want to speak briefly on the glory of His presence. The glory of His presence. Just give me about 20 minutes to speak on that before we get into the miracle service proper. However, I believe the Lord that as I speak, the Spirit of God will be moving across this auditorium and even on the airwaves, on the internet. Many of us will encounter the presence of God like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come breathe upon me, breath of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your will, O Lord, I'm yielding to your Spirit. I'm working in your love. Jesus, I adore. Oh, Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Your holy and crown Him King of Kings. And crown Him Lord of Lords. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God,
Emmanuel, God is with us, and He shall reign, and He shall reign, and He shall reign forevermore. He shall reign, and He shall reign, and He shall reign forevermore. And He shall reign, and He shall reign, and He shall reign forevermore. Lord, You reign forever. And Lord, You reign forever. We worship You. We worship You. And Lord, You reign forever. My God, You reign forever. We worship You. We worship You. And Lord, You reign forever.
Even in this place.
Lord, You reign forever. We worship You. We worship You. Mighty God. Lord, You reign forever over our lives. Lord, You reign forever. We worship You. We worship You. And You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the glory.
You are the Most High.
Jehovah, You are
the Most High.
Sit on Your throne and You rule.
You are the Most High.
Unto Jesus be Your blessings and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
You are the Most High.
You are the Most. You are the most high God. Yes, you are the most high. Oh, you are. Mighty God, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
We become aware of your presence. Somebody's heaven is opening right now. You are welcome. And you are welcome. Somebody's eyes are opening right now. You are welcome. Somebody's spiritual eyes are opening right now. You are welcome. And you are welcome. Veils are taking off right now. You are welcome. Veils have been taken off. Veils. Veils are being taken off. Veils of darkness. Veils of limitation. Veils are being taken off right now. Atalamando suka. You are welcome. Oh Lord. The glory of his presence. Please be seated if you can. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. This meeting will be characterized by a heavy outpouring of the presence of God. Many of us will experience refreshing in his presence, joy. And then the power of God will touch us and do what only he can do. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3 to 6. It says, God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Before him went pestilence, and fever followed at his feet. That's falling under the anointing. Because the Bible says that the earth is his footstool. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. Hallelujah. The presence of God is simply the awareness of God with a man. The consciousness of God residing in vessels of clay, in human vessels, of God manifesting, showing himself in our everyday lives. One of the first things that we received at salvation was his presence. That presence is living in us as eternal life, and it is made possible by the Holy Spirit. So there are different levels of experiencing the presence of God. There is, for instance, the fact that God is omnipresence, meaning that he is present everywhere. Then there is also, that is why it says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Meaning you can pray to him from anywhere because he is everywhere at the same time. Only God has this title and ability. But there is the indwelling presence, which I just explained, that God can live in a human vessel. That is made possible because of redemption. When Jesus died on the cross, we were redeemed from our sins, washed by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And because of that, we have been made righteous. And henceforth, we have become holy vessels that can carry him. So he's living inside of us. But then there is what I call the manifest presence. This is beyond God living inside of you, to God manifesting around you. That he that is living inside of you begins to manifest around you. It's called the manifest presence of God. When we talk about the glory of his presence, we are talking about the presence of God made manifest. How many have I mentioned so far? Three, right? But then there is a fourth level of experiencing the presence of God. I call it, and this one is drawn from my personal experience, and this is the reason why we have the name Sons of Glory. This is where every one of us must get to as our destiny. I call it the overwhelming presence of God. It's one thing for God to manifest, but it's another thing for that manifested presence to overwhelm the entire atmosphere around it.
This is holy ground. Right? When God walks amongst us, every gaze is at the Lion and the Lamb. The manifest presence of God and the overwhelming presence of God is what we refer to as the glory of His presence. When you talk about the glory of something, you are talking about the fullness of that thing made manifest, the fullness of that thing revealed, the fullness of that thing explained. When you talk about the glory of a thing, you're talking about the weight, the essence, the value of that thing. So when we say the glory of His presence, we are talking about the fullness of God's presence manifested and concentrated either on an individual or in a place. Now, that is the kind of experience that brings about definite transformation. And when I'm talking about transformation, I'm not just talking about a change of your mind. No. God cannot change your mind and leave your body. Your spirit, soul, and body are together. Whatever is capable of changing your soul is enough and capable to change your entire being. It is when that manifest presence is revealed in an overwhelming measure that addictions are broken, that burdens are lifted, that yokes of darkness are dismantled. That is, it is under that atmosphere that deliverance can happen easily. In fact, it is in that atmosphere that miracles become normal. Miracles are possible, but not everywhere. It takes a place or a life where the presence of God is not only manifested, but concentrated and overwhelming. Brothers and sisters, all the miracles we have experienced in this place, signs and wonders, the move of the Spirit, the transformation of people, everything you have seen us enjoy as a sign that God is with us, it is happening because of the presence of God. And God wants to take advantage of this particular miracle service, which will be one of the last for the year, to tilt our focus a little bit to what really matters, and that's His presence. His presence is the source of everything. And it's my desire that in this meeting, you know, I feel the tangible presence of God right now. I feel it right now. It is my desire that not only will it manifest here, but that you will take it back to your secret place. You will walk under what I call an open heaven, an atmosphere of an open heaven. You know, there are meetings you go to and you experience God, and when you leave, after a few hours, you've forgotten the experience. But then there are meetings you go to, the experience literally stays with you for days. I remember one time I went to see somebody, a man of God who prayed for me, and he laid hands on my head. For about 3 days, I felt like his hand was still on my head. I could feel like somebody was pressing my head. For 3 days, I left him, traveled, but I could still feel that hand. Now, that is a man carrying the presence. That means it was not just his hand that came on my head. There was another hand added to his hand. His hand left me after a few minutes, but that hand stayed. There are meetings, there are moments in your life where you encounter the presence of God, and that encounter stays with you, and you know your life can never be the same. Not under this kind of energy. Not with the way I'm feeling. There's something changing about me. Why? Because you can interact with the presence of God that is around you. What is the glory of His presence? Number one, the tangible or palpable manifestation of God. What is the glory of His presence? Number one, the tangible or palpable manifestation of God around a man or within a location. Around a man
or within a location. In fact, if it is happening within a location, it's because a man that carries the indwelling presence has activated and stirred up the presence of God in that place to be made manifest. Do you understand what I'm saying? In science, there's something called electromagnetic field. There's also something called magnetic field. It's in the atmosphere. You will only know it is there when you bring two magnets together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you bring two magnets together, North and South Pole, you begin to feel the magnetic force that has always been there. It has always been in that environment. But there was nothing to conduct it. The presence of God is everywhere. But it takes a man that carries him and walks in the consciousness of him to activate his presence that is always there. And this is not necessarily only for pastors. No. The tangible, palpable, feelable, you can feel it. And you are not mistaken that God is there. Oh, come lay down all the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. Oh, come lay down all the burdens you have carried. Why? For in this, right in this place, God is here. The tangible manifestation of God. Number two, what is the glory of his presence? The fullness of the expression of Jesus. The fullness of the expression of Jesus. The fullness of the expression of Jesus within a place at a given time. The fullness of the expression of Jesus within a place at a given time. That's what we promise you here at Pneumatech. That you will experience the wisdom, the presence, and the power of Jesus. Jesus manifested. Jesus revealed. Jesus experienced. Jesus glorified and exalted. The fullness of him. That's the glory of his presence. Because Jesus is all that God have and is. Jesus is the glory of God made manifest in flesh. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, even the glory of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Fullness. Fullness. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Say it one more time. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12, Paul was a man that carried the fullness of Jesus everywhere he went. And the Bible said because of that, God wrought special miracles, unusual miracles by his hands. How? Handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from him. Signs and wonders were happening through his life that you could literally take a cloth from him. And it will be as though Paul was there. Why? Because the fullness of Jesus was on his life. In Luke chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says Jesus was praying all night before God. And because he stayed in extended hours of prayer, the presence of God became concentrated. You know, that's one of the ways to generate the manifest presence of God around you. Extended moments of deep heartfelt prayer. He came down from that mountain, soaked with the presence of heaven. And the Bible says from verse 17 to verse 19 that he came to a crowd of his disciples and a multitude that had gathered. That's verse 17. And in verse 18, the Bible says they came to hear him and to be healed. Verse 19 is my point of emphasis. The Bible says that the multitude sought to touch him. Why? Because power went out from him. Simply because he was carrying the fullness of God at that time. It was so mighty on him that the people could feel it. They could see it. And they wanted to touch it. May God beautify your life with his presence. I hear that people go to meet Malams, native doctors, to get attraction oil and whatever, charm, just to be attractive to people. They even talk about perfumes. And some of those perfumes, I hate those perfumes. They are too strong. So instead of you to be attracted to me, you have been repelled. I want to just round up my conversation with you to leave because it's choking. You don't need a perfume. Just carry God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because God is love. I know he's living within you. But walk in the consciousness of him in such a way that he not only lives in you, he overwhelms you. He clothes you. Imagine that you are clothed with love. Even a hyena will come close to you. You need it as a father. So that when you discipline your children, they will not run away from you. They will be more attracted to you. Have you seen people like that? When they exert discipline to those under them, the people under them begin to run away from them. But then there are those that you will see them shouting on the people, and you see the people still coming as though they are controlling them. It's the presence of God that that individual carries. You need it as a father. It's part of what you need to train your children. As a mother, you need it. As a woman, as a man, as a career person. In all thy getting, get the presence. Number three, the ministry of signs and wonders because of the revealing of God at a given time. What is the glory of his presence? The ministry of signs and wonders because of the revealing of God at a given time. In Acts chapter 3 verse 3, the Bible says God came from somewhere. That means before, sorry, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3, where we read, it said God came from Teman. So think of it was like a service in a place. But God wasn't there. God came. So God is everywhere, but it doesn't manifest everywhere. It depends on how yielded the human vessels are to being conscious of his presence. God came from somewhere. There was a place where his presence was concentrated. And the Bible says, as he came, the earth, nature began to respond. It says the earth was full of his praise, and the heavens were covered with his glory. Verse 4 says that his brightness was like the light, and he had rays flashing from his hand. And there his power was hidden. That means the power of God is a product of his presence. Because the power was coming from his hand. Him. The power was coming from him. So you want to walk in the power of God for signs and wonders? Get the presence. The power is a product of the presence. Don't struggle to get the power when you have the presence. When you carry the presence, the power flows naturally. Give us that verse 4 again. Let's read verse 4 and 5 before we pray. It says, and there his power was hidden. Verse 5 now. Look at this. It says, before him went pestilence and fever followed at his feet. And the Bible says that the earth is his footstool. So if the Bible says fever followed at his feet, have you seen people who are shaking because of fever? Is there any difference between them and people shaking when they are under an intense atmosphere of the presence of God? So that's why I say that meant falling under the anointing. It's not like God was distributing fever, no. But that the experience that people were having on earth as the presence of God moved in that meeting, in that church, was similar to when people were having fever. Do you understand? If God is walking on a path, everything on that path, visible or invisible, will come under the influence of his presence and is compelled to manifest to the degree of the energy that is there. There are some dimensions of the presence of God. If you walk in, you literally cannot stand. One of God's generals in the faith who passed on early 2000s. Many of you have read his book and have grown in your walk with God, Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin. In his last days before he died, his meetings were characterized by the strong presence of God. It will come heavy on him. They will have to give him a chair to sit down. And all the people that were going around with him to help him not to fall, they will all fall. In fact, they will carry him like that, put him in a car, drive him to the hotel. He will still be under that anointing, strong. Those were what the signs that marked his last days in ministry before he died. In fact, I was told that when he died, his heart was still beating. 1 or 2 days after he died, his heart was still beating. That one didn't die, he slept. That's a good way to die. Not accident, sir. No. I've seen people dying. There are people you hear of, when they are close to death, you see them afraid. You see them crying. Those ones are demons that are coming to take them. But when a man has walked all his life in the presence of God, there are always angels around him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, that's what happens here. When you see people falling down, shouting, screaming, all kinds of reactions, don't blame them. They are matured and reasonable people. They are only compelled to respond to an energy that is beyond the natural. That presence cannot come around you and you stand. No, sir. It's too strong. There's no bold face. There's no I'm a man. No. Not God. And it's not just falling. You don't only fall down. No. As you fall down, something is happening to you. That's how sickness are pulled off people's body. There are times in our meetings I've literally seen angels stand over people and pull out things from them. Sometimes all the prophetic words you hear me give about healing is because I'm seeing it. I will see an angel stand behind somebody and be pulling something from the back. And later we'll get, I say God is healing people of backaches, and you see a line of testimony. That's what happens. Just like right now, the Lord is healing. In fact, the Lord just healed me now. Me. Now. The Lord just healed me now. Me. Now. I was having some pains at the back here. Now, I just felt it like somebody removed a clot from me. Just left. So think of it. Healing me. Imagine how many people he's already healing. Imagine how many people he's touching on the airwaves. The secret is simply the presence of God. In Acts chapter 2, verse 43, the Bible says that they walked in signs and wonders. In Acts chapter 5, verse 12, the same thing. Mark 16, 20, God was with them, confirming their words with signs. Hebrews chapter 12, chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says that God bore witness to their word through signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Spirit. All of that happens when the presence of God is made manifest. Quickly before we pray, what are the benefits of walking in the glory of His presence? Benefits of walking in His glorious presence. Number one, holiness becomes a lifestyle. Benefits of walking in His glorious presence. Number one, holiness becomes a lifestyle. Holiness becomes a lifestyle. Because now you are conscious of His presence that is with you and in you. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15 to 16. When you walk in His glorious presence, holiness becomes a lifestyle. 15 to 16. Quickly, please. It says, but as He who has called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. When you walk with the consciousness of God's presence every day, holiness will become natural. You will not even want to commit sin. You can't even remember trying to insult a person because you are conscious. The holiness is like a nature of God that is imparted on you. Step out of your house in the morning with that holy presence. I'm telling you, even if the Kekenapep man insults you 7 times, you'll forgive him 7 times 7. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Step into your workplace with that holy atmosphere. It doesn't matter what they do to you. You no longer struggle with sin. It becomes natural to live holy. Let me read a scripture for you before we move on. Romans chapter 6 verse 19 to 22. It says, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now that you carry his presence and you have been redeemed, it says, present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. A slave has no will of his own. When you live in the consciousness that you have been redeemed and his presence is in you, your body becomes a slave naturally to the life that is in you. Your body is forced to live a holy life. Let's continue the reading, please. It says, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Verse 21. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? That means it was normal for you to commit sin then. For the end of those things is death. 22 and the last. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit. That means your lifestyle will naturally be holiness and the end everlasting life. 1 Thessalonians 4, 7 to 8. Holiness becomes a lifestyle. He said, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Holiness becomes a lifestyle. Number 2, benefits of walking in his glorious presence, divine favor. Somebody shout favor. Shout it like you mean it. Shout it like you need it. Is a benefit, a byproduct of walking in his glorious presence. And that means you don't need to pray for it again. When you walk in the manifestation of the presence of God, favor becomes natural. Luke chapter 1 verse 28, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. And this is what he said to her. He said, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Rejoice, highly favored one. Why? The Lord is with you. Because the Lord is with you, you are highly favored. That means when you have a higher concentration of the presence of God in your life, you walk in higher levels of favor. High presence, high favor. Low presence, low favor. No presence, that's just it. And everybody want to backstab you. Everybody want to take advantage of you because there's no favor. Just get the presence. Walk in it. And when I say walk in it, I'm not saying walk sanctimoniously. No. There are times when it can be so overwhelming and affect you to that point. But you can be living your life casually, just loving God and experiencing his joy and living consciously of him. And there's something on your life without your knowing that is compelling everybody around you to help you. People will go to sleep and in their dream they will see you. Let me give you an example, a testimony. I went somewhere, and then the night to when I would leave that place and travel back to Maiduguri, it was a very busy week. I was tired, so I went to sleep. We had closed for the year, that period. So I just went to sleep. When I woke up the next day, somebody walked up to me in that house, and that was what he told me. He said that while he was sleeping, apparently the person slept in the same house with me that night. But when you carry the presence of God, something happens even to the people around you. He said while he was sleeping in the night, he had a dream. In the dream, he was in a cage with some other people, and there were demon spirits around there intending to harm them. Then I appeared in the dream. And if I stretch my hands like this and say in the name of Jesus, the spirits, they will die. Like this. Then I came and opened the cage and brought them out. And then I carried him. I said, follow me and do what I'm doing. So when I do my hands like that, I say, in the name of Jesus, the demons will fall. Like that. And he said, thank you, sir, for being a covering. We just slept in the same place. Thank you was followed with money in hard currency. Did I ask anybody to give me money? No. I just carried something into that place. Stop trying to call people and disturb people too much. Carry the presence of God. There's no need to look for charm so that when you are talking, there will be that's nonsense. Just carry the presence of God. If you are using charm to compel people, they will be compelled, but against their will. But when it's the presence of God around you, they will find joy wanting to help you. In fact, the person was even saying, sir, can you just stay one more day? I said, no, I have to return back to Medjugorje. I can't spend Christmas. I have prophetic school. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be in the airport where, in another state, where I think nobody knows me, somebody will come to me. How? The presence. Divine favor. Luke chapter 2 verse 52, the Bible says Jesus increased in favor with God and man. You want divine favor? You know, favor gives you access, number one, to opportunities. Number two, to resources. Number three, to the heart of men. That men will love you well enough to show you unusual kindness. It takes favor. Number four, favor can make times and seasons operate in your favor. A dear friend of mine traveled to a country to help the nation of that country to fix something, a software, a problem or something like that. The project had been for over 3 years, and in the last 5 months they've been working on it. They could not get through, but he went with the presence of God. And so he started working on it. On the third day, when they were to have a conference with dignitaries, big shots in the country there, He was not yet done. He had not gotten a breakthrough. All of a sudden, rain began to fall. Because of the rain, they postponed the time of the conference till later. As soon as he got the breakthrough, the rain subsided. They started the conference. He presented it to them and they were wowed. They say, who are you? This project has been for 3 years in this nation. It's not who are you, it's what are you carrying. That favor is coming on someone tonight. Number three. You know, the favor of God is divine endorsement. I hope you know. Yeah. Luke chapter 3 verse 21 to 22. Jesus was endorsed by God. So when you carry the favor of God, God has endorsed you. Let me tell you something. Don't struggle to get endorsement or validation from anybody. If they give you, fine. If they don't give you, be comfortable with the fact that you have already received because of his presence with you. Number three, benefits of walking in his glorious presence, divine wisdom. Luke chapter 2 verse 40, the Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom. He was filled with wisdom because he became strong in spirit. He was strong in spirit and he was filled with wisdom. So when you carry the presence of God, wisdom is upon your life. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, Joshua received an impartation of the presence of God from Moses, and because of that he was filled with the spirit of wisdom. And the children of Israel obeyed him. Daniel was a man that carried the presence of God. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11, even when he had retired from civil service, they went and called him back. The queen made a recommendation to the king about Daniel. Daniel 5 verse 11, she made a recommendation on Daniel. She said he was one that had the wisdom of the gods. May you be filled with divine wisdom. You need wisdom for everything. Wisdom is the principal thing. The Bible says, therefore get wisdom and in all your getting. Now wisdom is cheaply gotten when you carry the presence of God. Straight. You don't need to go to Oxford. You don't need to have gone to the university. You will just know what to do. Divine wisdom. Number four, divine victory. Somebody shout victory. That's a benefit of walking in the glorious presence of God. Divine victory. Jeremiah 20 verse 11. I love this scripture very well. Somebody write it on a paper and paste it on your door in the house. It says, but the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. If you read King James, it says a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors, look at that, mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Somebody shout amen to that. Amen. All that will happen to your enemies, why? Because the Lord is with me. Divine victory. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, if God be for us, not a witch, not a necromancer, not a diviner, not a malam, not a baba. Even if the person traveled to Senegal, to the mountains of Senegal or Burkina Faso, you know that's where charm, they farm in West Africa, that there did they farm charm. Even if he travels as far as Senegal to go and get the charm, because the Lord is with me, he said my persecutors will stumble. Their prayers will no longer pray when you carry the presence of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They mention your name and the mirror break. Brah. They mention your name and again, the pot break. Brah. They mention another time, thunder. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody wants to invoke your name and electric shock from nowhere. The ground is shocking, cutting is shocking. Why? You don't touch a man that carries the presence of God. He said, touch not my anointed. What makes you anointed? The presence of God. Simple. It's not an oil that you pour on somebody. No. When a man carries the presence of God, he's anointed. Divine victory. He says in verse 37 of Romans chapter 8, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Psalms 23 verse 4, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. 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 I heard a story years ago about a great man of God who is very popular now. He was traveling. And I think their car stopped somewhere. Okay. They were somewhere and then there was a car that was speeding and then something happened, an accident, and the car was somersaulting. And all of them were just shouting, hey, hey, you know, seeing a live accident. They said the man of God stretched his hand outside the car and said, Lord, mercy. The car stopped immediately and everybody came out alive. I shared with you a story of another man of God was traveling between Port Harcourt to Bayelsa all night. Finished preaching somewhere, was right, I guess, to go to his church or something because it was Saturday into Sunday. And he got to a place of the road, a part of the road where there was a bend. True story, as I was told. And he didn't see a trailer coming the other way and the road was very narrow. So he was going head on with the trailer. He shouted Jesus and began to speak in tongues. The next thing he knew was his eyes were open and he saw the trailer by his side mirror behind him. No scratch, nothing. What do you think happened there? Divine victory. And you go into any battle with the Lord, you are assured of victory even before you start. Psalms 27 verse 1 to 5, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? When my enemies, even my foes, came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though a host encamps around me, yet I will not be afraid. Though war rise against me, yet in this will I be confident. It matters who is with you. Somebody say, I am not alone. Number 5, benefits of his walking in his glorious presence. Divine power and authority. Divine power and authority. Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 and 5. We're about to pray now. Joshua 1 verse 3 and 5. When you walk in the glorious presence of God, you walk in divine power and authority. Every place that the sole of your feet or foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. That's dominion. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake me. That's why no man will be able to stand before you. The wall of Jericho tried to stand before Joshua, it fell. Ai tried to stand before him, they fell. Even the sun froze because a man had the presence of God. Joshua was no prophet. The sun was going down. He stood and said, "Sun, stand still." That's when you know that immaterial things have ears to hear. When the person speaking carries the presence of God. Joshua was no prophet. He was just a man that had God told him, "I will be with you. You will not live a beggarly life. You will live a life of power when you carry the presence of God." There's a level of confidence you will walk with. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. We know the scripture. Jesus anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Number 6. The benefits of walking in His glorious presence. Divine preservation and deliverance. Divine preservation and deliverance. Acts chapter 7 verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and delivered him." Verse 10. "And delivered him out of all his afflictions." I prophesy to somebody who came here with all kinds of troubles. In the name of Jesus, your deliverance comes to you in this service. Because the Lord was with him, he was delivered. Divine preservation and deliverance. 2 Timothy 4:16-18. I love this scripture. It says, give us 17 now. New King James, please. It says, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." Verse 18. It says, "And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work." Somebody shout amen to that. "And preserve me for his heavenly kingdom." And the Lord will deliver you from every evil work. Because you carry the presence. Psalms 34 verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all." 20 says, "He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken." I love verse 21. It says, "Evil shall slay the righteous, shall slay the wicked. And those who hate the righteous shall perish." And then verse 22 crowns it up with a blessing of preservation for the righteous. It says, "The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned." So in all you're getting, get the presence. Spend time with the Lord. Wait upon him. Live in the consciousness of the truth that God is with you. Are you blessed tonight? Are you ready for a divine visitation? Please open your mouth and ask the Lord to reveal his presence in your life in this season. Tell him to release upon your life a weight of his presence. Let that be one amongst the encounters you will have. Just talk to him right now. "Lord, you are more beautiful than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. And Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. There is nothing I desire compared with you." In Jesus' name. Listen, I gave you 6 benefits when you walk in the glorious presence of God. I said number one, holiness is a lifestyle. Divine favor number two, divine wisdom number three, divine victory number four, divine power and authority number five, and number six, divine preservation. I don't know which one you want to see in your life. Open your mouth in 2 minutes and ask the Lord. Do that quickly. We are about to pray. Please ask him. Somebody in need of favor, say, Lord, because of your presence that I encounter in this service, let that favor rest. Let it not just visit. Let it rest upon my life. The Bible says that the Spirit of God rested upon Jesus as a dove. That means he remained on him. Somebody in need of preservation from the forces of hell, ask him. Please speak to him. You are more beautiful than diamond. There is nothing I desire compared to in your presence. In your presence. Lord, I wanna be in your presence. Onele me kasia. In your presence. In your presence. Lord, I wanna be in your presence. Speak to him for 60 more seconds. I repeat, I Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. If you can, just pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. The Spirit of God is already moving in this place. He said, I will not leave you alone. I will send you a helper. I will come to you. He's right here with us. We're waiting for just one touch. We're waiting for just one touch. We're waiting for, hey, just one. One more time. We're waiting for just one touch of your hand. In Jesus' name. Please just remain in the position where you are. The presence of God is strong in this place. But please listen before we pray. One of the things that God wants to do tonight is rekindle a hunger and a passion for His presence. Many times we seem to be distracted by other things. What we really need to seek is His presence. That's the secret behind the miracles. That's the secret behind the move of God, His presence. And I know this is a miracle service where we came with all kinds of expectation. But if you can for a moment just focus on Him and allow Him to breathe upon you. Please, can you lift your hands where you are? Under this soft atmosphere, I see the angel of the Lord, all eyes closed everywhere, please. I see the angel of the Lord lighting the lamp of some people here. I see the angel of the Lord moving with an instrument that carries fire and is igniting. This fire is putting it on some people. There's something that God wants to ignite in the spirit of some people right now. And the Lord said there are about 7 to 8 of them right now. Please lift your hands. Father, I stretch forth my hands under this atmosphere of your presence. Find those 8 people. Light the lamp of their spirit. Let an unusual fire, an unusual energy rest upon them. That's it. That's it. That's it. Just concentrate on Him. Close your eyes everywhere. That's it. He's still lighting people. I see the angel of the Lord still moving. Touch! Right now. He's moving. I see Him moving towards my left. Those of you around this place, receive that fresh fire by the angel of the Lord. He said from above, He has sent down fire. And it burns in my bones. Fire in your bones. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. How many of you want to walk in spiritual gifts? Please open your hands before you like you want to receive something. Please concentrate. Just forget about whoever is around you. I want you to receive. There's going to be an activation of spiritual gifts. Hear me. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. Now, this is what I call the ministry of the apostle. God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. You are a pastor, or you are a believer, you want to be fervent with God, you want to walk in spiritual gifts, you want to experience the power of God, or you are a leader in your church, please open your hands before you to receive. Father, I pray right now, let there be an activation of spiritual gifts, the revelation gifts, the power gifts, the utterance gift. I activate the gift of prophecy right now. Let it spread across this place like fire, like cloven tongues of fire. Let it come upon people. Let the gift of prophecy be activated. From today, God will begin to use your voice. He will begin to speak through your lips. You will say a thing and it shall be established. I activate the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Right now, you've been speaking in tongues, but now you begin to interpret. Receive that fire. Let it rest upon your life now. How many of you are ready to receive the power gifts? I'm talking about the gifts of healings, the workings of miracles, and faith that comes from God. Open your hands. Now I see something like fire burning on the hands of some people. That's the gift of healing. Right now I activate it. Hold on. I activate it. Are you hearing these people speak in tongues? That's the activation of the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. I activate the gifts of healing upon your life right now. Open your hands to receive. I activate it right now. Touch! You will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. Let the workings of miracles, the gift of the workings of miracles, begin to manifest right now in your life. Take that power to work miracles. Take that power. Take that power. Take that power. Take that power. I transfer it from you to your family members, from you to your fellowship, from you to your church members. Take that fire. Thank you, Jesus. Hear me? If you are here and you are serving as a prayer warrior or an intercessor in your church or in your fellowship or in your ministry, or you know you are called to the place of prayer and intercession, please put your right hand on your chest. There's an activation that will happen right now. And I want you to bring these people out. The Lord wants to give you seeing eyes. Eyes that see. He wants to give you prophetic visions, sight in the spirit realm. Father, anyone that you have called to the ministry of prayer and intercession, right now, I activate the anointing for visions. Prophetic sight. Let their eyes be open right now. Bring them for me. Bring them. Bring these ones. Let their eyes be open now. Be open now. You begin to see in the spirit. Is a fire that will not stop. It's burning. Bring them for me. Bring them. Bring them. Bring them. Bring them. My God. My God. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Like the prophet Ezekiel. Eyes that see. I activate it right now. I activate it right now. Touch. It is raining.
all over me. That anointing is still falling on people. It's still falling on people right now. Eyes to see. Eyes to see. In dreams, in visions. God will take you in a trance. In the spirit. Your stone will be like that of Ezekiel. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And I was carried in the spirit. It's coming on you. It's coming on you right now. I can feel it. The lathering ride on Jesus. You need no rain. We need more rain until we are wet and we are soaked with the lathering. Just allow me to walk through. God is doing something. There is, no, don't carry anybody. Just leave them. I'll find my way. There is an unusual anointing that God is activating on some people right now. That's why I'm walking in the congregation. Some of you, the anointing for your ordination, for your calling. Some of you are, you belong to families where there are mantles over those families that have not yet been expressed. Mantles that have not yet manifested. The angel of the Lord is walking right now and is activating it. I'm not going to touch anybody. The hand of God is coming on those people right now. Right now. For you are glorious. Please close your eyes and just receive it. And worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb. Upon the throne. Sekotoloba malahasia. Shh, just hold on. All of you at the back here, this side of the hall at the back, please can you hold your hands together? Let there be a continuous chain. Something is going to happen. There are a few people that God wants to pick here. There's going to be a move of the wave of God's power here. Please don't look at me. It's not me. It's God that is touching people. That's why I'm not touching anybody today. I won't touch anybody today. Just close your eyes and focus it on Jesus. You are going to say Jesus 3 times. And there's going to be a move of God's power. Maybe you should concentrate on them. Are you ready? Are you ready at the back here? Father, let it be a wave of your power like never before. Now, whisper Jesus. Whisper Jesus. Concentrate on them. Coming on some people right now. Whisper Jesus. Now shout the name Jesus. Touch, 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 touch at the back here. The hand of God find you right now. Shekete bala. Ratokobo sikete. Empratokoskiteke labahas. Let that anointing be activated. Be stirred up, be stirred up, be stirred up. Mantles be released. Help them, help them. Mantles be released. And your name is the miracles. Your name is the Son. I'm not going to touch anybody. God is stirring up anointing. Your name is a mighty God. Jesus.
your name. Breathe upon her, Lord. And your name.
Touch. Shakakaya. Sungabalakaya.
My God. Oh, Jesus. There's somebody at the back here. Specifically, you're a young man. Shh. There's somebody at the back here. God is giving you an unusual skill for ICT. You are going to be a tech person, or you are a tech person. God is giving you an unusual skill around that area. Right now, the anointing is coming on you. And God will use you to do wonders in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, as they shout the name Jesus again at the back, let there be deliverance. Let family altars be crushed. Let chains be broken. Let yokes be destroyed. At the count of three, those of us at the back, you shout the name of Jesus, and there will be mass deliverance here. Witchcraft will be arrested. Addictions will break. Afflictions that came by demonic infestation will leave. Are you ready now? You will receive his power right now. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Break, break. Chains of hell, break, 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 break. Break addictions. Addictions, long-standing yokes. Be broken. Help them everywhere. Help them everywhere. Help them everywhere. Family limitations. Family limitations. Break! 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 Right now. Right now. Altars of darkness. Catch fire. Catch fire. Somebody whisper the name Jesus. Whisper the name Jesus. Whisper, help the woman. Whisper the name Jesus. God is touching people. Whisper the name Jesus. The wind of his presence is blowing on some people right now. Whisper Jesus. Please wave your hands and give the Lord praise. This is a prophetic word for somebody. I want you to receive it, because the anointing is coming on that person. The Lord is showing me, like Samson, when his hair began to grow again, his strength returned. Oh, I feel that anointing now. There's somebody you have gone through a lot recently, but like Samson, your hair is growing again. Strength is returning. Strength is returning. No, let her come back. Strength is returning. Wherever you are, the hand of God finds you. Yes. Yes. I said I won't touch anybody today. Your hair is growing again like Samson. Your glory is being restored again. Your glory that was lost is being restored again. The Lord is moving me to this side. I don't know why. Your glory is being restored. Your glory. Just close your eyes, everybody. Focus on the Lord. Your glory is being restored. Come, Haruna. Go and sit on my chair for 2 minutes. There's an anointing that God will put on you. Your glory has been restored. Your glory has been restored. Your glory has been restored. In business, in career, in ministry, in your secret place, the glory is returning. And it says that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Greater glory is coming on you. There's somebody with an unusual laughing anointing right now, and it will begin to spread. An unusual anointing for joy. Alamango siketele mamba ya. Spreading everywhere. Please rise on your feet. We are going to pray now. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this gate. Who knows that song? But holding on to faith. Submit your prayer request now. When it seems as if we run wind, your arms. Please submit your prayer request right now. Pass the offering basket round and submit your offering basket. We are going to pray.
In control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs stand, when our backs are against the wall, and in you can see it was all that. Oh, you made a way. Hey. And we're standing here,
standing here,
only be.
One more time.
Our backs were set, and it took
that.
Oh, you made a way.
Hey,
now we're standing
here,
only because you made a way.
Can you sing the chorus with me?
Yeah.
From miracles,
there is
nothing
that's impossible.
Yeah,
and you're shining
only
because you move
mountains.
Hey,
you
cause
worlds,
you take
power,
you perform
miracles.
Standing here,
only because you.
sing it with me.
You made a way.
Come and sing it to him.
You made a way.
Don't know how, don't know how, but you did it.
That he is about to make a way for you. Clap your hands and shout with a voice of triumph. Shout like you know it's about to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before the prayer request comes, we are going to pray one prayer. Lord, in September, give me a much needed miracle. In the name of November, right? Oh, maybe somebody said it was supposed to happen in September. So you have to backdate it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In this month of November, give me a much needed miracle. Open your mouth and pray with all the strength that you have. Lift your voice and pray. Please pray. Please pray. Cry to him. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter the aspect of your life. In this month of November, give me a much needed. I can't hear you pray. Don't know how much you did it. Made a way. Don't know how much you did it. Made a way. Don't know how much you did it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I'm seeing a paper. There's somebody, this is a court case, and there's going to be a sitting this November. Whether you are here or you are online, please step forward. If you are here, step forward quickly. If you are online, indicate to us. I want to pray. I want God Mahatuskabayakatai. It's a court case because I've seen a document and there is going to be a court sitting this November. I'm not saying in December. No. The court sitting will happen this November. You or a family member, somebody, it is connected to you. Come quickly. God wants to overrule on that case here.
And if that person is online, find a way to indicate to us, I want to prophesy right now. Are you ready to pray? It is my opinion that all these things that we have submitted must become answered prayers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Psalm 61 verse 1 to 2. Powerful scripture before we pray. It says, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. It didn't say hear my whisperings. It didn't say hear my shy talk. No. Verse 2. It says, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto you. You are going to cry to God tonight. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 says that Jesus in the days of his flesh, with strong cries, strong prayers and vehement cries, cries and tears, he offered to him who was able to save him from death. Are you ready to cry to God tonight? Many things are written here. Some of you are issues concerning your family that you have been praying to God about. Now we want to pray the combined corporate atmosphere. Some of you, there are issues concerning your business, your academics. Some of you, issues concerning your relocation. You are to relocate, travel out. God has prepared greener pastures for you in another land, but there seems to be a blockade. You are going to pray and cry before God today. In this miracle service, 2nd of November, there must be divine intervention. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now open your mouth, stretch your hands on this altar and begin to cry to God and say, Lord, show mercy and let every request turn into a testimony. Your own plus your neighbor's own. Your own plus those you wrote for. Please open your mouth and pray. 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 Open your mouth and cry. Lord, let there be divine intervention. Divine visitation. Miracles like no other. In Paladaya Namaste. Right now, right now, right now, right now, let the angel of performance be released. Lord, this is a covenant we have with you on this altar. Let every place be settled. Settlement upon settlement upon settlement upon settlement upon settlement. Settlement upon settlement. Hey! Hey! Shana la baraka te koborogosia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We still have one more prayer to pray. But I'd like you to hold your neighbor's hand. We are going to agree together. Just two. And I want you to scream amen at the top of your voice. Listen, we do this because we have a covenant with God and because it is divinely instructed by God. As a matter of fact, I remember we traveled to Bio and we did this, right? On the last night. And the next day when we came for ministers and leaders meeting, I started hearing testimonies from there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are not doing this because we are copying. No. God instructed us. And this contains virtually almost all the things you may be trusting God for. Issues concerning your family, concerning your health, concerning businesses, careers that have been stuck. But God is about to open doors right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. No, you can do better. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn this request to testimonies. Turn this request to miracles. Visit families. Visit individuals. Change the story of your children. Cause doors that have been shut to open. Open, 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 open. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are going to pray for yourself in this month of November. Are you ready to pray? One, two more prayers and then I'll minister to the sick and we are out of here. This month of November must favor you. You know, November is the 11th month, hear me? It's the 11th month, right? There's something we usually talk about in the Christian cycle when we say that God is the God of the 11th hour. Meaning the God that shows up just when it is about to go bad. He shows up just at the nick of time. That's what English people say. The God of the 11th hour must visit you today. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. Say in the name of Jesus. Oh God of the 11th hour, visit me in this 11th month. And change my story. Open your mouth and cry in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. God of the 11th hour. The God that shows up suddenly. The God that shows up at the nick of time. The God that shows up when all hope is lost. Visit me, visit me, visit me, visit me, visit me. Do something that will change my story. Do something that will change my story. Do something that will change my story. Do something that will, hey! Pray, pray, pray. All things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. Visit me. Visit me. It's working for your good. It's turning it in your favor. It's turning it around for your good. Oh God of the 11th hour, the God that delivered Paul and Silas, the God that delivered Peter, the night before he was executed. Oh, this is me. Next prayer point. Listen. Joel chapter 2 verse 22. Sorry. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. It says, so will I restore to you. So will I means, hear me. So will I means there is a pattern before this verse. And it's going to be according to that pattern. The pattern is in verse 23. How does God restore people? Restore years that have been lost. Verse 23. It says, he has caused to come upon you the former rain. He says, he shall cause to come upon you the rain. What is the rain? The former and the latter in the same month. Anything you lost in January till October, anything that escaped you, in fact, at some point you felt like it was going to happen, you were expectant, but suddenly it just escaped. God will combine it with the delivery for this month. The Bible says the former and the latter rain in the same month. Open your mouth and declare restoration. Open your mouth and pray restoration. Restoration. All that was lost, all that escaped me in the past, month, it looked like it was going to come, but it missed me. Near success syndromes. I kept expecting, but there was no change. In this month of November, let there be a collapse of seasons. A collapse, ayaka yataka. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. A collapse. A collapse of season. To see God move for you like never before. Every long time expectation, long standing expectation will manifest in the month of November. Can I pray for you right now? Pastor Prince, come. Is the Lord putting something in your heart? You have a word? Okay. The Lord, this month, all of you in business, I want you to get ready this month. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's an unusual anointing for exploit. Those of you that have been diligent, God is coming through for you this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what will happen. I want to pray and minister to the sick. Then after that, I'll speak over our lives and we are done for tonight. Is that okay? Kaka sunanka ubangi jika isaya nagir maman sunanka ubangi ji raise it nadoka sunanka ubangi jika isaya nagir maman sunanka ubangi ji. There's somebody I'm seeing, you are here. And there's somebody, a relative maybe, or a friend or somebody, but this person has what I will call cancer. There's somebody connected to you who is battling with what I will call cancer. That's what I'm seeing right now. Please come quickly. Quickly. I want to pray. In fact, if what I'm seeing is correct, it's like the person I'm talking about is a lady who has a lady. Are you hearing me? Cancer. You have not seen miracles though. You will see it in this month. Did you hear that testimony? Ovarian cyst and what? And kidney stones. Converted to pregnancy. Where? How? Which lab can do that one? That's why we are walking in the power of God. We will always be a step away from AI. We'll be a step ahead. The AI cannot do that one. This is the month of miracles. Can we pray for the sick right now? Wherever the problem is in your body, Even if it comes and goes, it's time for it to go permanently. Put your right hand there. I'm going to pray a very quick prayer. There's an angel of the Lord I'm seeing now, like a wild wind. Are you hearing me? That's why I'm going to pray a quick prayer. And the angel will begin to move as I pray. And sicknesses will check out of people. Afflictions will disappear from people. Even online, on the internet, there will be healings. Not only for you, but for your relative. Put your right hand where the condition is. If it's a blood condition or a sensitive issue for social reasons, just put your right hand on your chest. We are going to pray. Put your right hand. Put it under your forehead. That migraine will go today, this night. It will disappear. It will never return. There's somebody, your eyes usually feel heaviness. Your eyes are usually heavy for you. Put your hand, your right hand there. God is going to heal you. Are you ready tonight? Yes. Bishop, what's happening there?
Yes, sir. The cancer case. Her friend has cancer.
Your friend?
Yes.
Has cancer. Diagnosed.
Her legs currently, she cannot walk without the crutches. She has eaten even her legs too.
Jesus Christ. He's a God of wonders. Huh? What was impossible, you made possible. Jesus. Where is she? She's in just right now.
Yes.
Can you call her?
Yes, I can.
Call her.
Okay, sir.
Call her. You put it live. I'm going to pray. That devil of cancer will disappear. Yes, mommy.
Yes, mommy's immediate elder sister too.
Your immediate elder sister,
yes,
is diagnosed,
yes,
a cancerous issue.
Yes.
You have an idea of what it is? Cancer of the what? Where is what part of the body? Bone marrow. I like this. These are very impossible cases medically. But God is going to heal her. How many of you remember? I think it was last year or last 2 years. I remember the name of our sister whose niece was healed. Her name is Patricia Itule from Delta State. I still remember. She may even be following. Her niece was healed of leukemia. How many of you remember that testimony? I still remember the name of the... She follows our meeting. Patricia Itule. From Delta State. 13 years old niece. Diagnosed of leukemia. You need to Google your phone. Google and check what leukemia is. That's when the devil, the doctor will tell you, just go home and spend the rest of this year with your family. Because that's the end. The same God that did it that time will do it now. It's the same God who was there for you in the midnight hour. He was the same God. It's the same. Hey. It's the same now. Hey. So tell me why you're giving up. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Hola ma shike tele barahaya. Hey. Akabarakati. God of impossibility. God of all possibilities. Hey, Ebezina,
Chuko Naso, Agini Nuso, Imana Dina Dine,
Wanemo,
Wanemo,
Akapara Kakabasa. Let's handle this case first. Is she already on the phone?
Yes, sir.
What's her name? Put the mic on that phone. Put the mic on that phone quickly. My God, I feel something on me. There's something right now. She's online. What's her name?
Peace.
Peace. How are you? Peace, your friend is here. I'm sure you are aware. Your friend is here.
And she told us you have an issue of cancer with your legs. We want to pray for you now. She said you have a problem with your legs, like cancer. We want to pray for you. You are not going to die and your legs will not be cut off. Father, I curse that devil of cancer out of our life now. That devil of cancer, go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release the power of God to you. Peace. Let your legs be healed and recreated by a miracle in the name of Jesus. Peace. Hear the word of the Lord. The pains will disappear this week. And in less than 3 weeks, you are going to walk on your 2 feet again. I declare it by a creative miracle, you will walk on your 2 feet again. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Clap your hands and celebrate. That's all. Amen. Now, this happened live. So that when they bring the testimony, it will be shared live. Do you believe that? What's the name of the other lady, ma?
Amina.
Father, is she a Muslim?
No,
sir. Say Christian.
My immediate.
Your immediate, okay. Where is she?
She's here.
Okay, Maiduguri. Father, we curse the devil of cancer to leave her now.
Amen.
We release Amina from that pain. We release her from that pain.
Amen.
She will not die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we pray for the sick now? In the name that is above all names, I command every sickness in this house to be healed now.
Amen.
Spirits of affliction, infirmity, disease, I command you, go in the name of Jesus. I said, go in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head and to the sole of your feet, I declare that you are healed. Be healed. Be healed. I said, be healed. I said, be healed. Be healed in your blood. Be healed in your bones. Be healed in your tissues. In your muscles. In the name of Jesus, any kind of unwanted growth, cyst, tumor, fibroid, you can hear my voice. In the name of Jesus, dry up now. In the name of Jesus, dry up now. Swollen legs. God is healing it right now. Swollen legs is coming back to size. Bone conditions are being healed. Pains around the joints are being healed. All kinds of back pains, spinal cord pains, everything to your lower back is healed in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions disappear right now. Eye condition disappear right now. There's somebody who is watching. You have glaucoma, glaucoma, glaucoma. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a louder amen. I said, shout a louder amen. Clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. What a night. Can I speak over your lives finally? Now, while I'm doing that, please, if God has touched you, don't be ashamed and don't be shy. I want you to step forward. We may not have the time to take your testimonies, but we'll need to document them so that they can share. It is by signs and wonders, by healings, that Jesus shows that he is alive. Amen? So if God has touched you, you are going to step forward to any of the aisles and your testimony will be properly documented. Meanwhile, this is the most important part of this meeting, where I get to release by prophecy the grace of God over your life. Are you ready tonight? The first thing I'm going to pray for, could you stand? Open your hands in front of you because you will truly receive. This November is a month for open doors. Therefore, I declare, any door that has been shut over your life, your career, your business, your finances, your health, your family, your ministry, your relationships, doors that must open for your sake. Right now, by him that have the key of David, I declare that they open now. I command them to open now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said to me this afternoon, open prison doors. He said, command prison doors to open. Every prison door, every door that has trapped your destiny, that has limited you, every prison that anyone here is trapped in right now, prisons of limitation, ancestral issues, whatever it is, I command those doors to open right now. Every prison that you are trapped in, I declare that you are coming out now. You are coming out now. In the name of Jesus. Prisons of financial captivity, you are coming out now. You are coming out of that financial captivity. Prisons of afflictions, you are coming out now. You are coming out now. You are coming out now. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here that keeps seeing themselves in dreams, trapped in a prison, trapped in a cave, trapped in a place and you cannot get out, I stretch my hands by the decree of El Shaddai that you are coming out of that prison. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you will have dreams tonight and in the week and the days that follow. Some of you have dreams of coming out of prisons, coming out of pits, coming out of places. I pray God will give you the courage to share your testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to speak over your finances. But before I do that, please put your hands down and allow me to talk to you for a minute. Listen, I believe that God blesses and prospers men. I know it. I believe it. I am a recipient of it again and again. However, for every miracle, there are structures that go in place. God is not haphazard. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Miracles are natural laws supernatural laws suspending or walking through natural laws to produce a miracle. Are you hearing me? That's why in Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bones did not just become a living army instantly. There was a process to the miracle. So when I pray for your finances and prophesy, one of the most important things that God will do, in fact, the most common, is this. If, for instance, money is owed you somewhere for a long time, that grace commands it to be released. Are you hearing me? If you don't have a job, when I'm prophesying on your finances, God will open an opportunity for you to get a job, work, and get salary. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or God can give you ideas. Ideas that will metamorphose into resources. Or God can send people around your life, especially those who may be in serious debt. God can send or position relationships around your life and then they bail you out. In as much as I believe in miracle money, let me tell you the truth, my people. Every time I declared miracle money was because I was led by the Spirit to do it. Now, I fear that sometimes, because we are always prophesying miracle, miracle, and most times it's around our finances, and it's because systems and governments of nations are not really working like they should. That's the reason why we have to keep praying and prophesying over finances, because many people are poor. However, don't just go and sit down, cross your leg after this service and think the money will just appear. No. God does not sponsor laziness. No. 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 When I prophesy like this, it is in your best interest to begin to apply for jobs after this service, or begin to expect a call from where you applied, or expect a miracle, an opportunity, an employment opportunity. There will be a means in the natural by which God will bring the miracle. Are you hearing me? Let's not raise lazy people.
It's sad to think that, and listen, young ladies, let me tell you the truth. You don't go into a relationship for financial security. That is wrong. Not only is it wrong, it is dehumanizing. You are reducing your worth. No. You go into relationships for purpose. You go to contribute. As God is opening doors for Mr. A, God can also open doors for Mrs. B or Miss B. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God can also give women business ideas. Some of you, the Spirit of God, as I'm prophesying, will tell you, go and learn this skill. Go and learn this one. And it is from there that God will open. There is always a system to follow. Are you hearing me? That's the reason why too many prayers but little results in the life of some people. That's because they just close their hands and expect God to just do it sovereignly. No. Elisha prophesied 24-hour miracle, but four lepers had to move. It was in their moving that the miracle manifested. The spirit of favor works alongside the spirit of wisdom for certain things to manifest. Are you hearing me? So that you don't answer amen, 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 and after a while nothing is happening in your life and it now looks like God is a scam. No, God is not God is not a scam. You are just not appropriating the right systems. Some of you, the financial grace that will come on you, there will be a flow of resources, but you will need to learn to manage money. Yes. In fact, some of you, the Lord told me that this month will be your month of redemption. That means this month is the last. You didn't manage well what God gave you, but He has shown you mercy by this month. You waste it, you will cry in January. May you not cry in Jesus' name. So with that taken, can I pray for your finances now? Lift your hands. God can send a rain of blessings to people. He can send ravens to feed people. He can cause 24-hour miracles to happen. He can overturn debts and cancel them overnight. God can also prosper men and give them ideas and strategies. God can open the minds of men, give them visions that will turn them from unemployed to employers of labor. It's the same God that does everything. I pray for your finances in the name of Jesus. The God that prospers men, place upon your life the power to get wealth. May the power to get well rest upon your life. I declare over you supernatural ideas, a creative mindset in the name of Jesus Christ. May God give you innovations. May God give you wisdom. May God give you visions that will metamorphose into resources. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 48 verse 17 says, I the Lord teacheth thee to profit. It teacheth thee. When you teach somebody, you allow them to practicalize it. It will teach you something to do in this month of November that will open you up to financial resources. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace. Receive that grace. Not only will the Holy Spirit teach you what to do to make money, He will teach you how to manage the money that will come. Shout a louder amen for that. For some of you, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to save and invest. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare multiple opportunities to open for you. I speak miracle jobs in the atmosphere. This is the month of November, right? I prophesy as the priest over this house that there must be at least testimonies of 11 miracle jobs. I said at least 11 miracle jobs. I'm not just talking about jobs within your city. I'm talking about foreign jobs. I'm talking about remote jobs. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the favor of God rest upon your life. Compel men to show you kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the spirit of the waster from your life. Every devouring spirit, every spirit walking through human beings, walking through systems. Do you know that if you are employed in a place and they don't pay you, they begin to owe you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or they begin to cut your salary. That's the spirit of the waster working through systems. Do you know? That's the spirit of the waster. Imagine getting a new job. Let's say you took a loan to transport yourself. And at the end of the month, you're expecting your salary to be paid. You settle the debt and move on. And now they've not paid you for 2 months. That's the spirit of the waster. Manipulating the systems of your organization. I curse the spirit of the waster from your life. Some of you, with all due respect, but this is the truth, there are relationships around your life that is wasting resources. Yes. Some of you have wrong friends. Their presence in your life will not allow you safe. Why? Because they are always having problems. Somebody around them will always have problems. Every time you're around them, it's always spend, spend, spend. Give, give, give. That's the spirit of the waster working through relationships. Some of you that are in relationships, young singles, some of those relationships, you have to break it this night because you are not saving any money at all. Go and check your bank statement. Check your life since you started dating that girl. Check how much you have lost. I'm sorry, but this, my declarations today, I don't want it to fall to the ground. Are you hearing me? What are you still doing there? Leave that relationship and go and look for a helper. It's even worse that there are women here. You are the one sending a recharge card to your boyfriend. You are the one buying clothes for him. No, that's a waste. That's the waster. That is the waster. I agree that there is a process for everybody. I agree that there is time and chance for people. But no. It must not. There's a level it gets to. Are you hearing me? Unfortunately, some of you have married people controlled by the spirit of wasters. Unfortunately. For those people, may God show you mercy. Can I pray for you now? Every spirit of the waster in your life, manipulating through relationships, through people, God will bless you, but you cannot keep money. You can't save money to invest. Your life is not looking. You know that money passed through your hand. You did businesses that brought money. You are not even looking like your position in your organization. Your colleagues are living at a level, but your life is 2-3 steps backward. Any activity of the waster around your life, it comes to an end this night. It comes to an end this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. I pray that in this month you will grow in character, in humility, and in the fear of God. God will surround you with godly and God-fearing people that will draw you closer to God and seek His presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that the Lord will multiply your peace and your joy. Your peace and joy is multiplied. In the name of Jesus, you will never know sorrow again in your life. Peace at all times. In the name of Jesus, peace by all means. Peace of mind and peace of health. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. I program around your life prophetic relationships. Relationships that will accelerate you to destiny. Relationships that will bring that job you have been waiting for. Relationships that will connect you to your life partners. That will connect you to good business partners. Network of relationships that will add value to your life. May God send you your Jonathans. May God send you your roots. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now by extension, I declare marital doors are opening. Marital doors are opening. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you are preserved. May God preserve you from accidents. May God preserve you from afflictions and sickness. Please lift your hands. May God preserve you from poverty. May God preserve you from poverty. May God preserve you from lack. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are preserved from witchcraft attacks. anybody making incantations with your name, calling you on a mirror, in the name of Jesus, I declare you are preserved. You are preserved from all forms of evil. You are preserved from the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus.
Finally, I pray for you, your spiritual life. I pray Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. The most important part of your life is your relationship with God. And after this prayer, I will make an altar call so we can be done tonight. The Bible says in Colossians 1 verse 9 that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is the cure for confusion. When you have a constant walk with God, a constant relationship with God, you will be filled with the knowledge of his will. You will know what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it, where he wants you to do it. I'm talking about wisdom that has redemptive implications. I pray for your spiritual life. You will be filled with the knowledge of the will of God for you. May the spirit of wisdom and understanding rest upon you. May God stir up in your heart a hunger and desire for his word. A hunger and desire for his presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for any altar that is cold, any prayer altar, fresh fire comes upon you. Fresh fire comes upon you. Fresh fire comes upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he maketh his ministers a flame of fire. That will be your story in the month of November. You will be a flame of fire. You will be a burning and a shining light. Anything that will happen in your life, you will see it before it happens. You will live a prophetic life this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and walk in holiness and righteousness. Go and overcome the sin that has it's easily beset you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Shout, I am blessed. Please do me a favor. Let me make an altar call right now. While we are all standing for 1 minute, there are many people dying every day. By the second and by the minute. It's sad to know that some of these people will go to hell. Even though they are good. Even though they are morally upright. They will go to hell because they don't know Jesus and they don't have a personal relationship with him. Good deeds will be rewarded in heaven. But the way to heaven, the way to Jesus is salvation. Please, if you are here, everybody upstanding if you can. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to have a personal relationship with him. Or you want to rededicate your life afresh. Perhaps you are struggling with some things that will not allow you to embrace God and serve him. This is not a call because you are a bad person. No. It's an opportunity for you to surrender to him and make your ways right with him. Please say these words after me, wherever you are. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I repent of my sin. I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.